Welcome to Radio Gallery, a show about ideas, people, and artists in Minnesota, with support from the Red Mug Coffee House and Gallery in Superior and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. I'm your host, Maya Jensen. My guest today is Sean Elmquist, a local UMD graduate and sculptor. He's shown considerably since his senior show at the Tweed Museum, and we look forward to seeing more of his work around town as many artists end up graduating from the UMD art program and leaving. Sean is invested in staying in Duluth and shares his work with Radio Gallery.
My name's Sean Elmquist, and my medium is sculpture.
Tell us a little bit about your work. What are some of the ideas behind your inspiration?
I do work primarily in plastic, and I mean, the reason that I'm drawn to plastic, there are kind of technical reasons. It's lightweight and it's plasticity. It's a really, really interesting material to me. And I think part of the reason for that is it's kind of the visual language of capitalism. It's the parlance of our contemporary culture. I mean, if this was the Renaissance, I would probably be drawn to oil painting or fresco or something. But we really live in a plastic age. And part of it, too, for me, is it's kind of a John Henry versus the steam engine kind of thing. Because any of the things that I make could be made by a factory in China much more quickly and effectively and cheaply. What I'm doing is really kind of obtusely trying to mimic those kind of production facilities, especially with this last show that I did, just cranking out plastic reproductions of one object. Your hands and your technical ability to pull something like that off is kind of obtuse at this point. We live in a world where there are so many copies that a single object seems like it would lose all of its significance, but people get really excited about those baubles that, you know, companies come out with, and even though they're reproductions, there still seems to be that human draw towards an object. People still seem to be able to endow those objects with importance, even if it is just capital importance.
Talk about the installation, because in the last show I saw of yours, you used the whole room, every bit of it.
I guess one way to put it would be that it makes the whole room the canvas. So it kind of turns the gallery into a three-dimensional sort of environment as opposed to just hanging art on the walls. I did a show at the Art Institute, and when I was done with that, I was looking for another venue in town, and just about that time, they opened up. They've had a lot of really good shows. They always have really good openings. So I wanted to be a part of that, so I asked them if I could do a show.
You can find links to works of Sean Elmquist at KUMD.org under Arts. Radio Gallery is produced at KUMD by Maya Jensen, music by Willie Murphy, with support from the Zeitgeist Arts Cafe. To listen to this episode again, go to KUMD.org and click on Arts. Or subscribe to the podcast under Audio Archives. If you appreciate the arts coverage this program brings to the Northland, send your comments to KUMD at KUMD.org. For Radio Gallery, I'm Maya Jensen. Thanks for listening.